Now it's time for Fitness After 50 with the Training Room. Today we're talking about osteoporosis, and we're joined by trainer Christina Helwig and Cleo, who's one of her students. Cleo, tell us about your experience.
I was diagnosed with osteoporosis in August of 2009, and the doctor immediately suggested I go on medication. My husband encouraged me to start exercising instead to see if maybe at my next bone density test, which comes up this August, whether it, you know, I could maybe keep on avoiding those medications and just gain stronger muscle strength so if I do fall, I don't immediately break a bone. Well, Christina has me doing a lot of weight-bearing exercises with my arms, legs, and I've gained about 3 times as much strength as I had at the beginning. And so I feel really good about that. And she's really tough on me, but I know it's for the best because I do feel that I have better balance now and I am stronger.
Can bones get stronger with exercise?
They're living tissues, and just like the muscles, you can increase their strength and their density, but it's just not something you can see like the muscles, not something you think about quite as much.
What should people do if they're concerned about osteoporosis?
They should try to get a bone density test by age 50 if they could, and they can increase their calcium and vitamin D intake, especially if they're lactose intolerant as I am, and I was having way too much caffeine and too little milk. And just keep exercising.
The Training Room is a division of OSI Physical Therapy. Staff members are experienced healthcare professionals who specialize in personal service.